Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody. It's Laura here from Fit Chicks Academy, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat, where our goal is to educate and empower women to take control of their health and fitness, as well as build amazing businesses through our weekly podcast, where we talk about everything from fitness, nutrition, mindset, wellness, and of course, how do you turn all of this into an incredible business? So today, that's our focus. We're focusing on the business side. So I'm your co-host, Laura Jackson, and I'm the co-founder of Fit Chicks Academy. I'm a certified holistic nutritionist, personal trainer, a business coach. I'm also one half of the head team at Fit Chicks Academy, where typically you might join in and hear me here with Miss Amanda Quinn, who is my co-founder. But today I'm rolling solo. So every week you might hear us together. You might hear one of us solo. We also interview some of the top female fitness, health, and business experts on this podcast, including Jillian Michaels, Danette May, Kaylin Poulin, and those are just to name a few. So with that, let's dive into this week's episode of Fit Chicks Chat, where, as I mentioned, we're talking all about online business. So this is episode 183, and today is not a structured kind of podcast. So actually what we did was we reached out to our Facebook group. So we have an amazing free Facebook group called the Fit Chicks Academy Online Biz Building Group to help you guys build your online fitness and nutrition businesses. So if you head on over to facebook.com/groups/Fit Chicks Academy Online Biz Builders, you're going to be able to find this free group and join us. We'll also put the link in the bio along with this podcast. So basically what we did was we thought, you know what, why don't we jump in there and ask you guys, what are your big burning questions when it comes to creating an online program or building your online business? Because we have a lot of women who are in the place where they're certified. They are now teaching fitness, nutrition, mindset work, all different areas of health and wellness, but they're stuck. Because they are teaching programs, they're teaching classes in person. They've got these great clients, but either they're getting exhausted from over-teaching, they want to help more people, they know they're good at their crafts, and they want to be able to help more people get healthy and get results. And they also want to build a business that allows them more freedom. Okay, and this is one of the things when it comes to having an online business, you can help at a greater level. You can serve your clients at a greater level because you can reach more from around the world. The other thing too, I always tell my chicks in the academy is that, you know, if you don't have an online program, I truly think you're doing a disservice to your clients because we are in a crazy world right now where everyone is so busy. So for them to always have to come to you or go to the gym, it's really challenging, right? We don't have the time. So if you can't meet them where they're at and be able to coach them within their own space, and help them through an online medium, you're not doing them the justice that they need. You're not giving them the support that they need. Okay. I'm not saying ditch your in-person business, but I do 100% believe that every fitness, nutrition, health, and wellness professional needs to have an online program as well. So as I mentioned, we jumped into the group and we said, okay, guys, what are those questions? Where are you getting stuck? So in this group, of course, we have a mix. We have a ton of different women who are just starting their businesses, who are already in the online space and it just doesn't feel like it's working. And then also some people who are just like thinking, you know what, I want to do this, but I don't even know where to start, right? So we're going to kind of go through five questions that I picked that I think is going to really help you guys wherever you're at on this journey to move forward and to be able to feel confident about starting, creating your online program, as well as launching your online business. Okay. So if that sounds good to you guys, I'm going to dive right in. So I have my Facebook page open right now. And so we're going to start off with a question who is from Shelly. So Shelly asks, she says, hey, Laura, Shelly, once I'm really clear on what I want to offer, what is the very first thing I should do? So my response to Shelly is that even though I think when she says I want to get really clear on what I want to offer, I think it's always really important, whether it be in-person business or in the online space, to always make sure that you are doing the behind the scenes work before you even put an offer into the world. So the first thing I always say to any of my business coaching clients is, who are you serving and what is the result that you are going to get for them? Again, who are you serving and what is the result that you are going to get for them? Because this is where a lot of people go wrong, is they think, I want to launch a business in the online space. I want to teach about, let's say, postnatal fitness. But they don't take the time to dive into the minds of their customer and be able to get really clear on what their program is going to offer to them. Because people buy a transformation. They don't buy the features of your program. They don't care if you have, you know, 20 days of daily videos and, you know, checklists and cheat sheets and all those things. Yes, they're great and they will help them, of course, get to their goals. But they initially are going to sign up for your program because, let's say, use our example of postnatal fitness, because you're going to be the person who's going to help them get their pre-baby body back, or you're going to be the person who's going to help them stop peeing their pants when they're doing jumping jacks. So if you are just thinking, oh, I want to launch a 28-day challenge for postnatal fitness moms, dive into your head. What does that, so who are you serving? So it's postnatal moms, and what results are you getting for them? Well, I am going to help them lose the baby weight, stop peeing their pants when they're doing jumping jacks, and feel strong and confident in their new mom bodies. I always like to add on to at the end of that sentence, so they. Because remember, you've always got to dial it back into your clients. So they can, you know, live a life free of feeling uncomfortable in their skin. What is the thing that your client really, really, really wants? So this will make sure that once you get into the place of creating the offer, creating all the features and the benefits of your program, you have a super clear understanding of the purpose of to what each thing needs to dial back to. And again, I see this a lot with people with their online programs. They're just very like, well, I'm a personal trainer. I train women. So I just want to run a weight loss program for women. Well, there is a million weight loss programs for women out there. So you've got to dial it into a niche. You've got to dial it in to help one specific area of women. So if you want to run weight loss programs for women, why not run them for women who are 50 years old, or you don't even have to say an age. It could be women who are postmenopausal, who are struggling to lose the postmenopause weight, who feel very hopeless that this is what they're destined to look like forever, to carry this extra weight that they suddenly gained after going through menopause. That speaks to a very specific group, right? And then you can create a very specific, amazing program to support that result for your clients. So Shelley, what I'm saying to you is, instead of getting really clear on what you want to offer, make sure the first thing you do is answer that question. So who am I serving and what is the result that I'm going to get for them? And then you can build your offer from there. Sound good? Well, I'm podcasting, so I'm not getting a response, but I hope so. And of course, leave us questions below in the comments if you want to dive more in, or if that doesn't make sense. Okay, so that's question number one. Question number two is from Jessie Fisher. So she asked me, what software online service should I be using for delivering programming to my clients? I don't have a ton of money to invest up front. With 3 exclamation marks. And Jesse, I get it. So when we first started building our online programs, our programs for Fit Chicks, we didn't have a lot of money to invest either. But the thing that is super cool in the online space is there is a lot of free software and services that you can use that you can get up and running today that is going to help you start delivering programming to your clients until you have enough money to invest in more services. Okay, so my number one free program that I love for delivering programming to clients is Google products. So Google products are essentially off of a Gmail account or a Google account. So if you have Gmail, you already have all of these features. It's just in the upper corner there. It looks like a phone pad. There's like 9 little blocks. When you click on that, it's going to open up this whole world of different things that your clients can fill out. So especially if you're someone who works in the fitness, nutrition, health, or wellness space, this is like a gold mine for you. Because number one, there are forms. So you can do all of your ParQ forms or your waiver forms or your intake forms right through Google. Second, and they will all come to you. They also are backed up into your drive, so you can keep them forever instead of having to, you know, get printed and keep onto paperwork and all of that stuff. So it's going to keep everything in the online space, and you literally can just share it with your client from a link. So there's the forms, there's Google Docs and Google Sheets. So this is like Word or Excel. And again, you can type in, create your clients' programs and just share it with them with a click of a button. In addition, they also will have access, if you want them to be able to type in it as well. So if you, for example, are running a fitness program and you want to see your clients, how much weight they're lifting for each of the exercises, they can go in and type right into Google Docs. They can also, or Google, both of them, Google Docs or Google Sheets, next to, let's say, your programming for their fitness program. And then in addition to that, they can also access on their phone if they want to do it right at the gym. So it's really, really great for that. There also is ways that you can run online coaching. So if you are having any live sessions with your client, you can use things like Google Hangouts. You also can use Google, they have slides in there, so you can share slides if you want to do a workshop with your clients. So that is my number one free tool. There's a ton of other ones out there, but that one hits pretty much all the boxes for free to get started. And it's also going to make sure that you're organized, because again, everything is backed up to Google, everything is saved. And the other thing I like about that too is that because Google is such a huge company, they're constantly doing updates. So it's not like when you have certain types of applications where you have to run the updates, you know that they're always compatible with everything. They're always bug free. Well, I shouldn't say always bug free, but most likely always bug free. And you're going to have more success with that. Okay. So Jesse, I hope that helped in terms of software online services to use with clients. The next is from Shelly. So Shelly says, I'd like to know how to generate automatic emails. I receive many and I'm sure there are easy ways to do it, how to create, how to set it up. This is something I'd like to try before some other things. So yes, anyone who is running an online business, you need a email provider. Okay, because your email list is essentially the most important thing in your business. It's like, that's where your revenue is going to come from, right? People enter their email, they jump on your list, they end up coming into your world, and now you are going to start to build that relationship with them. And in addition to that, you also are going to, that's how you're going to actually sell them your program. So for example, if someone joins up for your list and you have a freebie you're giving away, we call it a lead magnet. For example, like a free recipe book, let's say, or let's just say it's a postnatal exercises to help you strengthen your core. Okay. So let's say that's your freebie and your program is going to be on postnatal, helping postnatal women get back into shape, fix diastasis recti, as well as to get back their confidence. So you do mindset work as well. So that freebie, of course, ties into their program. So you have them entering their email address to get that freebie, and then an automatic email is going to send them the freebie. And then once they've kind of come into your world, now you're going to start to build that relationship, right? So you'll be sending them emails pretty much every single day to start to get them to see that you're the expert, to share with them value of how they can help themselves even further. And then pretty much by the time you show them your program, they're like, whoa, I love this girl. I love what she sends me. She sends me so much value. Imagine if this is the free stuff, what's the paid stuff going to be like? And that's when you're going to sell your program. So of course you need an email provider, because if not, there's no way you can communicate with this person. So when it comes to generating the automatic emails, there is a ton of different email providers now out there. So you can go from anything from free software all the way up to super tricky, confusing, some of them, but very expensive, depending on your needs. So when someone's first starting out, I always recommend to start with MailChimp. That was what we started out with at FitChicks, also because it is free for up to 2,000 subscribers. Once you get to that place, the functionality in MailChimp, we actually use ActiveCampaign, which is another system, but for the tagging, and we have some more things that we want to do with it. But for anyone who's just starting out and who wants to run automatic emails, you can still very easily just sign up for a free account. They have walkthrough videos of how to set up your automatic emails. And basically, you just go in there, you type your email, And it will tell you, when do you want to send this? Do you want to send it when someone signs up for this list? Do you want to send it at 2 o'clock on Thursday? Do you want to send it every single Thursday at 2 o'clock? It's really up to you and your strategy. But once you sign up for one of those providers, it is literally like drag and drop, writing an email. You can add images, you can add links, you can add all that stuff. And MailChimp is the one where you can get it for free up to 2,000 subscribers. Okay. So that was from Shelly. Now we have a question from Monica. So I'm struggling with overwhelm of starting up. My mind jumps from creating a logo to setting up emails to building out emails to getting a Zoom webinar going to finding Instagram imaging to go with daily motivational posts. Logically, all easy, all doable, but I haven't written it down in a pretty list yet and it feels so huge. Thank you for your support always. You're welcome, Monica. Okay, so this is another one that is a huge thing when it comes to launching, creating your online program or launching your online business, is that if you are a person who wants to do this, you are also most likely an entrepreneur, right? And if you're an entrepreneur, we suffer from something which is bright, shiny syndrome. We find it very hard to focus on one thing because we're ideas people. We want to see all these things that we want to create. So it's very hard to focus in, to dial in and create one thing and focus on one thing at a time. So when it comes to launching your online business, there's a lot of things that are, they're still necessary, but they're not as necessary upfront. Okay. So for example, people spend a ton of time creating content and wanting it to look super pretty. So they won't launch it till it's perfect. They need to have these perfect images that are completely, you know, designed and the logos are perfect and the colors are perfect. So they end up spending so much time on these details that in the end of the day, no one really cares about. Because again, your client is coming to you for transformation. They're coming to you for that result that you are providing them. That's why it's so important to know that result. Because if you cannot, if I ask you, what's the result your online program provides, and you can't answer that question to me, then that is the first thing you need to go back to be doing. But when it comes to actually creating and launching your online business, we have a business program called the Online Biz Builders Lab. It's a group coaching program. And we talk a lot about this throughout, and walking you through how to create and launch an online program. But we do the step-by-step of from the leads to launch. Okay. So of course we need people to buy our program. So we need our customers. We need content out there that's going to, you know, provide value to them and also stir desire in them to buy your program. And then we need them to convert, which means a way for them to actually purchase your program and become a paying customer. So, there are different areas, and sometimes you have to be working on them simultaneously. But I always think for everyone, I always recommend to write your sales page first. Okay, so don't think about all of the things to do with your Instagram and creating all these sales emails and all of this stuff. Start with your sales page first, because that way you're going to be very clear on your offer. And all of your offer, your lead magnet, everything else that goes should be coming from that sales page. So in our Online Business Builders Lab, we teach how to actually write a sales page that works. And we walk you through the entire process, because it needs to be written in a way that is going to be speaking to your ideal client. So if I'm running a program on postnatal fitness, my sales page should literally be, my client should be reading it and raising their hand and being like, that is me. 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 I need this. This is exactly what I'm going through. This is the solution I need. Oh my God, I need to work with this person. Okay. So many sales pages, they're written like you are just informing people what your program includes. So, okay, great. Sign up for the postnatal fitness challenge. You get 4 weeks of fitness programming, 4 weeks of nutrition, 3 check-ins, boom, boom, boom. Great. See you on, click here to sign up. See you on Thursday. Right? Does that stir any desire? Does that make you feel like this is the place where I need to be? This is the person that is going to help me. And that's one of the keys for us too, for at FitChix, for building our company, which our in-person programming, is a multi-million dollar company. In our online programming, we've had multiple six-figure launches. So we understand the one thing that we've always done right is it's all about your customer. And that's why you've got to keep going back to who you are serving and what is that result you're getting for them. Get into their heads and focus on your sales page. Because once you're able to write your sales page, all of those other things become a lot easier. So you're going to know the lead magnet that makes sense to get that person, that ideal client, into your world to end up purchasing your program. You also understand, okay, now the follow-up emails, this is where I'm trying, you know, when I write my sales page, I understand my client so much. I understand everything I'm offering. This is where she's going to make that conversion. Those emails are going to be pulled and tied into that sales page. Okay, so instead of worrying about all these Instagram images and then doing a webinar, start with the sales page. Get so clear on who you're serving, what results you're getting them, what your offer is, what your program includes, and who your client is and the problem they're dealing with. And then from there, the rest of it, you can build it out. Okay? Of course, there's always some psychology work that goes into it. So for example, that's why I said at the very beginning, you have to understand your clients. You have to understand the result you're getting for them. Because once you do that, then the rest of this will become super easy. And then you can tweak as you go along. Okay, so that for Monica is what I think you should focus on is number one, the sales page. So Darla asked me, this is my last question I'm going to answer for you guys today. There was a couple more, but of course I can always do them in future podcasts. Darla asked me how much information to give up for free to attract online clients. So this, Darla, is actually a really great question, even though they were all great questions, but this is something that I get asked a lot by my clients. So they always ask me, you know, well, it just feels like I'm giving away way too much information for free. Why the heck are they going to buy my program if they just keep getting all these great freebies? Well, to be honest, guys, as I take a little sip of water, you want to be giving your best stuff away for free. Okay. Because if they, like I said earlier, if they think this is the free stuff they're getting, wait until they see what the paid stuff is. And that's what we need them to believe. Because selling in the online space, just as selling in the in-person space, you've got to make sure that you are standing out from the crowd. And one of the ways of doing that is making sure you're offering up value that literally is going to knock their socks off. So, you know, for example, at FitChicks, we have a bunch of different freebies. So we call them, and pretty much they're called across business as lead magnets because they're attracting your leads, your ideal clients into your life, right? So you want to make sure, number one, that it is very clear on, for who you're serving and the result that you're getting them, you want to make sure that that freebie is very clearly speaks to those people. So if I'm running a program on postnatal fitness, my freebie is not going to be about recipes for weight loss, right? Because recipes for weight loss is very generic, and people who are going to want to download that are people who are prenatal, who are postnatal, who are men, who are, you know, women in menopause, who are all these things, right? So we want to make sure that that lead magnet is very, very clear and ties into your ideal client and the program that you're running. So what I would do is once you figure it out in your mind, okay, this is the program, this is my sales page, this is what I'm going to offer, and I'm giving these people the most amazing value. What is the one thing in this program that they would want the most? Okay, what is the thing in this program that they would want the most? And also, what is something that I could give them that's going to give them such great value and immediate results right now that is going to then make them feel, yes, it's going to move them forward. It's going to move the needle for them, not only with getting towards results for their problem, but also moving the needle forward to seeing that you're the expert who's going to help them get there. So if I was running something, let's say on postnatal fitness, my program was on postnatal fitness, my freebie would be something about what are the, you know, just say top 5 or top 10 exercises that you can do in less than 3 minutes that can help to correct diastasis recti so you will no longer pee your pants while doing jumping jacks. Okay, so if I'm a woman who's just had a baby and I'm trying to get back into exercise and it's been horrible for me, and there's 10 exercises that I could do right now that are going to start to cure that. So as soon as they download that, you're going to give them, and that could be a section of your program, right? You're talking about diastasis recti. Then in your programming, in your freebie, you're going to pull a chunk of that and give it as your freebie. And this is where it's amazing results. But think about it in the sense of, you don't want to just be giving away content for the sake of giving away content. And this is another big no-no. I actually should do a podcast on no-nos and like the biggest mistakes. I see this a lot as well with my clients when they first come to me, and we try to dial it in very quickly, because what ends up happening is people think more is better, and we tend to just put out a ton of content that really has no strategy behind it, and it's not, number one, getting reaching our ideal client, number two, getting that client some sort of win, or some moving that needle towards either getting them results or moving towards you. Okay. So just because you are posting on your Instagram and you're posting, you know, all these freebies all the time and posting on your blog all these recipes doesn't mean that that is content that's actually going to move the client forward. So what you want to do is don't think about how much in terms of quantity of content, think about the quality of the content and make that content the best quality shit that you have ever given. Make it be the stuff that you're like, oh my God, I would personally pay money for this. So when someone gets it, they are blown away that this is what she provides. And then of course you can always, when they sign up for your program, it's going to be a chunk of that. And people worry that, oh, well, wait, why are they going to now, they just got this for free, why are they going to want to pay for it? Well, because they're also going to be getting all of the other stuff that goes along with it. So it's the coaching and it's the free group and it's the fitness and the nutrition and all the other things that goes along with it. So don't be stingy on the quality. Don't stress about the posting constantly, 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 but spend that time creating something that will tie into your program, that will get your clients a quick win, and that will also move the needle towards them purchasing from you and building that know, like, trust. Okay, so those are my five questions. Hopefully this helped you guys. Also, I'm going to be jumping into our group. So it's the Build Your Online Fitness and Nutrition Biz with Fit Chicks Academy, facebook.com/groups/Fit Chicks Academy Online Biz Builders, where you can head on over and you can join, and you can join in the conversation where I'm going to be going live. Man and I both go live in there each week, chatting about different things and making sure that we are helping you guys get the results that you deserve and build the businesses in the online space that you love. Okay, guys, have an amazing day. And of course, if you enjoyed this podcast, please make sure to leave us a review on iTunes, because these rankings really help us make sure we can continue delivering you the best content. And always hit us up at fitchicksacademy.com to see all of our upcoming programs. Okay, have an amazing day. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.